Communication is one of the clearest indicators of the kind of people we are. It comes through in the way we act when we are dealing with others. A person with a winning personality knows how to convey emotion in his voice without losing control of it. In addition, a person with a pleasing personality smiles and has a pleasant expression on his face.
This habit, like many others, is directly related to the individual's mental attitude. And it also discloses the nature of his mental attitude with an almost perfect means of identification. If you are not concerned about the relationship between the habit of smiling and the mental attitude, just try smiling when you're angry, and notice how quickly you will change from a negative to a positive state. The most successful people in practically every calling are those who understand the art of dramatization of their speech. They can tell a story, request a favor, give an order, or even reprimand an associate in such a manner that their words have a telling and a lasting effect, and they do it with a smile on their face. You can learn a great deal of what is going on in a person's mind by the expression on his face, just as you may judge what a dog may be thinking about by the expression on its face and the wag of its tail. A smile produces one arrangement of the line of facial muscles, while a frown produces an entirely different arrangement. But each of them conveys with unerring accuracy the feeling that is taking place in the mind of a person. Lawyers who are clever at questioning witnesses in court often have great ability to judge by the expression on a witness's face when the witness is lying and when he's telling the truth. Master salesmen follow the same rule. They can detect by careful observation of their prospective purchasers' faces what the nature of their thoughts are. Thus, the smile, the tone of voice, and the expression on the face constitute open windows through which all who will may see and feel what takes place in the minds of people. Now, a smart person will know when to keep these windows closed. He will also know when to open them. For the purpose of remembering these three openings to the mind, we might call them the big three of the traits of a winning personality, namely, the smile, the facial expression, and the tone of voice.
If you have ever known anyone who was rude and hurtful, you know the importance of tactfulness. This trait of a pleasing personality consists of doing and saying the right thing at the right time. Another characteristic of a winning personality is tolerance. This is an open mind on all subjects toward all people at all times. One aid in avoiding intolerance is a sense of humor, and it can make life much more enjoyable.
This well-developed sense of humor aids one in becoming flexible and adjustable to the varying circumstances of life. It also enables him to relax and to become human instead of remaining cool and distant, a trait which doesn't attract friends. And this is the day and the age when a sense of humor keeps one from taking himself and life too seriously, a tendency towards which many people are inclined. The person who cannot relax and live at the proper time is to be pitied, for he will miss the better portion of life's benefits, no matter what his other assets may be. He needs some method of escape from his routine occupation, and this enables him to break the hold of monotony because it serves as a tonic for the maintenance of sound physical health, because a smile drives away many a worry and a frown.
A keen sense of justice and honesty will help develop a sound and dependable character. The hallmark of these traits is an absolute adherence to doing what is right because it is right, not for any immediate advantage or hope of reward. If you want a pleasing personality, you also need to develop humility of heart, which eliminates arrogance, greed, and egotism.
It is the outgrowth of the understanding of man's relationship to his Creator, plus the recognition that the material blessings of life are gifts from the Creator for the common good of all mankind. The man who is on good terms with his own conscience and in harmony with his Creator is humble at heart no matter how much of the material riches of life he may have accumulated or what may be his personal achievements.
Popular people are also effective speakers. They have an appropriate use of words, choosing those which will attract their listeners. To that end, the use of profanity at any time is wholly inexcusable. High achievers are versatile, and it shows in their conversations. They're interested in other people and the world around them.
They have at least a surface knowledge of many subjects. They are interested in other people and their ideas, and they go out of their way to express that interest where it will inspire appropriate reaction to their own benefit. A versatile person has a clear understanding of the fundamentals of the major religions and beliefs of all people, including a clear concept of his own religion, whatever it may be. He may be versatile, but if he cannot stand on his feet and speak with force, which connotes an alert and thinking mind without fear of embarrassment on any subject of his choice, he is under a great handicap so far as his personality is concerned. The most important factor in effective speech is a thorough knowledge of the subject on which one speaks, and the greatest of all rules of effective speech can be stated in one short sentence. Know what you wish to say. Say it with all of the emotional feeling you can, and then sit down.